Log Talk Radio.
Hey, what up, everybody? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
System, announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government. Weapons of Class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge. All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed. Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
This mug is crazy.
What the fuck?
No fucking.
Leave the switchboard alone.
Hey.
Stop pushing me down that way. Stop pushing me down that way.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all tuned in to My Mother's Radio, man. This is an accident show.
Hell no, y'all my way, man. For everybody listening, man, hey, look, man, we're going to do a thing differently. You know, y'all, she normally be spiritual and be holy than thou. We're going to do a little thing different because she got me on this motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, if y'all got them blunts and shit,
it's
like
Sunday.
Y'all going to be laughing.
It's Sunday.
Smoke for Jesus.
No, I don't know.
Smoke for Jesus. Smoke for Jesus.
This too. Hey, watch out, man. You cannot be doing something like that. You are the reason started this show anyway.
Well,
it's your fault.
Okay, let's go. Here. If they can twerk for Jesus, they dance over smoke for Jesus.
Yo, man, it's a lot happening on this damn planet, man. We were just having a discussion about some of it. And it's an impromptu, or whatever that word is, show, because I hadn't planned on doing it, you know what I'm saying, right away, and definitely not this way, but it's just too much content. So if we're discussing content, it may as well be recorded for, you know what I'm saying, others to be able to hear. Yeah, so...
Well, in other words, shared.
Right.
We're going to go that way. We're going to share. This is Sunday. But I still think
right.
Smoke for Jesus, you know.
Then watch yourself. That it would be considered blasphemy for some.
Ow.
You know, that because some, But we were talking. One of the things we discussed was the Nas, because you brought that. He has a new video out talking about twerking in prison or some junk. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And twerking in prison or don't twerk in prison or you shouldn't twerk or what happens when you twerk or some shit about twerking in jail or prison. And it's just him with him and a bunch of other dudes. That round. Is way too loud.
I'm turning it down.
I know that phase, though. I hear that.
That's how it started.
This dude is like a shower scene. I guess that's a prison shower. And it's a bunch of dudes and they naked.
TMI.
They just won't stop. It won't stop. At what point does it stop? You know, at what point do we get to feel like something isn't being shoved down our throat? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, like, no pun intended. The fuck? This is some crazy shit.
Wait, come out.
It's crazy.
You can't use the word shove down throat and you just make
that
up a statement.
You know what I meant. You know exactly what I meant. And I don't want to feel like that either way it goes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, good grief. How much of the honor of that being are we going to do? And people accept it, though. They accepting this shit. They're accepting it. And the same people that you see going to church will be the ones that's blasting this same music throughout the week. Looking at these same beings throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? That's it. It's foul. And people wondering why things happen the way that it's happening, but it's going to get worse. You know what I'm saying? We're in time of judgment. This is the period of Yom. And it don't matter what book you read it in, everybody overstands. You know what I'm saying? That we in Yom right now. So, shit, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You ain't turning me into no bot. No AI bot. I don't need anything artificial to be with, you know what I'm saying, intertwined with my intelligence. I do fine by myself. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? And they trying to put everybody now, this new Delta variant is coming out. That's for the people who have not had the vaccine. That Delta variant crap. Y'all better stay away from them folks. I ain't going nowhere around y'all. I ain't going around nobody.
I can't do it, man.
Yo, put my stuff on the perch. Put my groceries on the perch. Are you right? And get the hell on. Ring the doorbell. We're going to act like the COVID is right outside. Put my stuff on the perch, ring the doorbell, and get the hell on. I'm not going. I haven't been into a grocery store in months. I don't play with y'all. I gave y'all the information. I gave everybody the information about how they were spraying in the bathrooms, in the break rooms, and in general areas for the people who may not have the protection of the masks. You know, they were spraying in those grocery stores and government buildings and stuff.
I'm going to throw a question out rather than a statement. I want to know, for the ones that actually are in tune, how does it feel to know that? I'm going to do a two for one. For the ones that are in tune, how does it feel to know what you know? But then when you also try to show the ones that doesn't know or blind to the situation, how do you feel that now that they done found out, the one that you tried to tell, hey, don't do this because it's A, B, C, and D, and they still disregard it when they go do it, like risk to go get that shot. Yeah, how does it, I know in the back of y'all mind, y'all are probably like me, like, hoo-ha, hooray, like I tried to tell you, like, oh, because for the ones that got the shot, they still didn't catch it. They didn't, remember, everybody was like, go get the COVID shot. Then look what happened. Y'all got the shot and y'all still can get it.
All I can say is it's sad to me. It's sad because I know these people, and these are people that I love that have gone and because they were afraid or because they were trusting. You know, these beings, they thought that they were doing the right thing, and they went and got it done to themselves, and it's like now you can't undo it. It's like there's no way to flush it out of you. You know, this ain't no regular type of situation. This is nanotechnology that they put inside of people, and it's owned by somebody, by a company. You know, people have agreed to have tiny microchips injected into them. That's what nanoparticles are, programmable at that. So now the people that have had the shot, those programs inside y'all cells are now going to be seeking out the people who have not had the shot. And it's going to be seeking them in a rash fashion. If y'all get hot, if y'all sweat, when y'all get wet, when you got your cell phone in your hand, if you get angry, any of those types of emotions, you know what I'm saying, y'all going to be spiking on people who have not had the shot. That's why they say, yeah, open the doors, let everybody out, because the goal of these beings is to mass vaccinate. They expected more people to run in and get the shots than did. And you know the ones they really want to take it is the ones who they made that special ingredient for, and that's us. They wanted more of us to go because, remember, it wasn't bothering us at first. Then we went on social media running our mouth that it wasn't us, so they had to create a whole narrative around it being us to scare us and make us go and take it. When it was us, they were coming after to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And now everybody who's taking this shot, you definitely have it, and people are passing away. I just received a phone call from one of my temple members, and I hope she and her family are well. You know, they just lost a loved one who had had the shot a month ago, and he passed away yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday. This is that shit I'm talking about, and ain't nothing that we can do once you have done these things, and even to the point of who he has come in contact with that he unknowingly has given the shot to. This is where we at on the whole timeline. This shit is not a fucking joke. We got over 500,000 doctors that are speaking about it. You know, they are all standing together. They have lost their practices. They've lost their pages. They've been taken out of commission away from y'all so that y'all can't get this information that I'm saying. It spread person to person. When they came out with it at first, it had Raccoon City on it. In one of my shows, I talked about that. It said Raccoon City. That's on Resident Evil. It was about the vaccine then that turned everybody into mutations. Now they're talking about mutations. They're telling us to expect mutations from the beings who had the shots. What do they mean, mutations? It's like, come on, and we don't know. It's a throw up in the air. Yeah, we know mutations, okay, but we don't know what that means. And they're saying behavioral problems. That's the next thing they're looking out for, behavioral problems and mutations. What in the entire hell? Not to mention the fact that once you take this shit, you are sterile. If you are involving yourself intimately with anybody else, you're passing along that sterility. If something should happen and somebody is already pregnant, then that they got videos you can watch about what happens when the nanobots get in contact with a sperm and the egg. And then those beings, even after they have life here, we don't know what type of beings they're going to be. They're not, because they got all 9-10 months in the womb to develop AI, not just human cells. They got the AI inside. And then they're going to be sterile. So sterility is going to be passed along like a cold around this mug. So while y'all sleeping with people that have slept with people that have slept with people that have slept with people that had the shot, all y'all asses is sterilized. That's what I'm talking about. This is a mass genocide thing that's happening. These people are not playing, and they want everybody to keep focused on nothing. Keep staying focused on video games, not video games only, the sports and shit. You know, people taking trips and going back to these arenas where all these people are. You going to all these places where all these people being packed in a place.
It depends on what game, like with the video games. Certain video games, even if you, it depends on which game you're playing, it'll still give you some insight on what's going on out here in the world, too. Like, for instance, the Resident Evil. The Resident Evil game got that, which is a virus breakout. Which shows a guy actually changing in mutation, not only just in the game, but in the movie too.
Right.
Then there's a game called Division 2. If y'all don't know nothing about it, look it up. Why is it that on this Division II game, because I play it, I own it, if there's another map called New York. If y'all notice, like, for instance, in the movies, they're showing two destinations of outbreaks. If you go back, it's always in a major city, and it's always in some town, some little hick town. Everybody knows, if you really know, a hick town is normally where? Down south. A major city is where? Like New York. It might not always be New York. It could be Philly. It could be Detroit. It could be California. Atlanta. But just the fact that this is transpiring. Now, I'm going back to the Division II game. When you're playing the New York map, if you have children that are actually playing this game, that can comprehend what they are playing, have them to run down you what you go and sit and watch. You're going to see guys on there mutating. You're going to see syringes. You're going to see laboratory work because they have cutscenes in these games that shows you. You're going to see labs. Not even just that. Okay, I can go you one better. Call of Duty. Everybody loves Call of Duty. If you're playing the Warzone effect, right, and you know how when you die in the plunder, I think it's plunder where you have to go inside the prison and fight. But if you go back, if you got children, go back and look at that actual scene and tell me what you see. They got medical supplies where they had chairs like supposed to be quote-unquote torture. Come on. Those are not torture. Mm. They say they're torture, but you see syringes. you see, just look at it. They put it in the game. They're putting it in the movie because they know everybody's not going to read a book. They know everybody's not going to read. So while they're putting these games out, they're putting these movies out, it's on you if you don't catch it. It's on you.
It's on you. And and the thing, not just even with that, because I didn't mean to say video game. You know what I'm saying? Because that wasn't the regard I was going in. Yeah, and it is in the cartoons, and it's in the TV shows. It's all around. But the thing about it is we are in the spot where, in those movies also, where it's always one person or a couple people, which is I'm that one person because I don't give a damn what everybody else is doing, right? That can see the sky before it fall on everybody's head. It's always one person that can see. They step outside and they say, hold up, something ain't right, you know, in that movie, The Happening. It was a group of people that was able to break that shit down and say, hold up, something ain't right. We see what it is. It's traveling when you're in groups. Okay, let's break up. Okay, let's control our thoughts. Don't have no negative thoughts because it was the negative thoughts that was causing the wind that was killing everybody. We're in that space right now. We're in that space right now. If you are dealing with any type of negative thought, any vengeance, any ill will, any malice in your heart, if you are doing any of that at all, you will be set up to be annihilated. If you put your hands on things that you know you shouldn't put your hands on, it's time for payment. You can choose not to do something because you've done something, and most people try to think that they can undo what they did by doing some backup magic. You can choose not to do the backup magic, and it's coming. You can do the backup magic, and it's still coming because that's where we are right now. We are now shook down to the very DNA of the beings that are on this planet, and everybody is not the same. Everybody ain't the same, and it's going to show who everybody is with these next few months. Everybody about to see who the fuck everybody is for real.
I have had friends ask me, why you don't get the shot? Why you won't get the shot? When you start seeing, I don't care if it's clips, the images, but when you start seeing or getting notice or catching wind of doctors getting, you know, knocked off from overseas or wherever they from, because they're questioning you about what, you know, the effect of the shot. or interview you one even better, you know, and not to sound cliche, but I know someone that just recently passed that I looked at as a grandfather. He had the shot. But here's the catch 22 behind, here's the backstory behind it. He also went in for knee surgery, but he never came back out.
Knee surgery.
Knee surgery now. And while he was in for knee surgery, they blew his stomach up. He'd be like Jimmy, start swelling up.
Was it cancer or was it the stuff that they were
giving him? It was to me, it sounded like the medicine. Because he went through the same thing with the tube down the throat like Jimmy. He wound up shaking out and he came back like Jimmy. So when he was able to talk to me, I said, man, you need to find out what the medicines that they're giving you that's making you swell because you just ended up on knee surgery. But to
right.
me, from the lesson that I learned from that, it seemed like, because he's not the only one that been back in the hospital after they got the shot. I know a couple more people that got the shot, but they also been sick to where they had to go into the hospital.
Interesting.
That's what I'm getting at. So, therefore, I will take the shot because I have seen with my own eyes, not word of mouth, not
right.
nothing I read in the newspaper.
Right.
Not
stats or none of that shit that we're using.
Ultimately, I literally seen people with my own eyes, someone that has taken the shot, but they're in the hospital. And it didn't even put the shot. It was something else. But one out of the three, only two came out and one left. Because the one that left was an older person, an elder.
The ones they want to get rid of anyway because they have the true keys. They can see all the shit that's going on right now. They can see even beyond where I see. And I can see back because I have memory of how things used to move and how they're moving.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? So therefore, I have the ability to see it. Now, hold on 1 second now.
Yeah, you too.
Right back.
Got to mute the
recorder. Tour on the show. Huh? Say it again. All right. You know, it's a whole system moving around here.
Give me
1 second, Shawty. Either you can talk or I can play, but I got to go where the hoopla studio noise is at.
Okay.
You
want to
play a song or are you going to talk with? All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Let me send this one out to Atlanta. My city. I know I'm hard on rappers, niggas and shit, you know what I'm saying? I approach y'all way of life, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all though, you gotta know that, for real.
Atlanta, what's up, ma? I came from your streets, your beauty salons, your corner stars, your killers and drug dealers, your lost cause to turn rapper to where I'm from. Atlanta, fuck going on, from zone to zone, home of the thickest, yeah, home of them blickies, yeah, stepping on Turner Field, right there by Summerhill, but if you hear this shit get real, Atlanta, Billy Bob neighborhood, you visit, you gon' stay for good, apartments, them ain't made of wood, in the hood, Atlanta, cook out that grandpa, you gotta get the fuck on, cause you know some shit gon' start when it get dark, Atlanta, kicking shit out Percocet, nigga was smoking tree, put it by that purple and all them Percocet, nigga taught a trap or die, we did that shit that hurt it then, but them Cadillacs and Chevy look, they good on my niggas. Now them Hellcats look good on my niggas, and them VVS look good on my niggas. Oh, they know that I ain't hating, huh? Turn the Perry Cargo Capital Honda, she was blazing jet across the street from Joyland. No AC, home of the hotheads. Nigga trying not to get bit by the red dog. Infiltrate lame ass nigga done took the feds off. Nigga done sent that kite from the inside, they took your head off. It's a vicious ass cycle, but man, she get how they like, oh, I know. Atlanta, Hollywood court, but them shootouts ain't no game, nigga, this not a good sport. Jonesboro South, she get deadly out that port, but if you scared, nigga, better take your ass to Jonesboro North. This is Atlanta, I'm talking about four season. If you ain't from that bitch, you ain't got no reason to go peeping, but everything ain't all bad. Atlanta really the slum, but we cut from the same cloth, and we don't fall back where I'm from, we go dumb. Atlanta, what's up, ma? I came from your streets, your beauty salon. Your corner stars, your killers and drug dealers. Your lost cause, just turn rapper to where I'm from. Atlanta, fuck going on? From zone to zone, home of the thickest, yeah. Home of them blickies, yeah. Stepping on Turner Field, right there by Summerhill. But need to hear this shit, yeah. Cleveland and Tommyville. Remember them days we had to squeeze, but nigga didn't wanna kill. I can't forget about me, quarter high right there on A-Lane. Right by the West End, A-Dan Park. Who got the dime? We put them bets in. Youngest shooting basketball, somebody mama selling snacks. Like, damn, you shoot me, can't